7:45 at WGCL. We check in every morning after Indiana basketball, and sadly for Hoosier fans, this is our last one of the 2016-17 year as Indiana falls to Georgia Tech in Atlanta last night, 75-63. Joe, say hello to your good friend Margaret Fetty.
She is my good friend. Margaret, how you doing?
Good morning, Joe. Now, we just need to clarify, this doesn't mean that'll be the last time we talk to you for a while.
What about IU basketball?
Oh, no.
That's right.
We'll be talking to him about other stuff.
Spring and summer.
Exactly.
Great days ahead, huh?
And every Monday morning with Margaret and every
and more warmth as the year goes on, thank goodness.
Sun will be up here, maybe not. But anyway, it's getting light, so.
And
we move forward.
And we do move forward, but Indiana basketball, Joe, will not. 75-63 tables turned. It's hard to win on the road. Indiana has proven that theory all season long. The road game led to the Thriller Dome in Atlanta, and not very many thrills. The Hoosiers didn't lead, or I guess the game was tied, Georgia Tech led for about 35 minutes of the 40. Same old. Well, Indiana's live and die by the three-point shot didn't show up. Indiana's turnovers did. That's a bad combination, one we've seen too many times here in 2017.
Well, you know, in previewing Tuesday night's opening round game of the NIT with Georgia Tech, having not seen them all season long personally, I used a quote from Pittsburgh head coach Kevin Stallings Tuesday morning. He said, "I don't think you look too great often against Georgia Tech. They scrum the game up. That's the beauty in how they play. Scrum the game up." Well, I think I have here on a Wednesday an understanding or perhaps a little bit of a definition of what Stallings was mentioning now, having watched firsthand the Yellow Jackets dismantle the Hoosiers of Coach Tom Tuesday night in a noisy, raucous venue of 5,500 that filled McCamish Pavilion 75-63. The Bees applied sting time and again and methodically showed the Hoosiers stage door left. Season over. Georgia Tech listed three keys for a Tech win Tuesday night. A, they outshot the Hoosiers 48-37. Checkmark Jackets. They're now 18-3 when that's realized. They are now 14-0 when scoring 70 or more points. Check plus Jackets, 75 last night. They're now 17-3 when attempting more free throws than the opponent. Checkmark Jackets. They had 21, Indiana 18 in attempted free throws last night. Check, check, check. Georgia Tech over and out. Indiana 18-16. A team that stood on January 21st 14-6 after a home court win over Michigan State. The Hoosiers left 2017 with a whimper, having lost 10 of its final 14. And we have made the case here many, many times on the morning after. During this woeful stretch, turnovers, fouls, poor decision-making, and Coach Tom admitted that after a lengthy stay in the locker room after the season ended last night with his team and this latest and final loss, he admitted those areas and touched on lack of leadership, with no one capable of stepping into that role on a consistent, constant basis as the chief component. Well, what he witnessed and what we saw again, lack of concentration, lack of awareness, lack of decision-making. I've added a few check marks for Georgia Tech here already. Well, here's at least three check marks for Indiana, all negative. Coach talked about some unnamed changes occurring in the offseason, some changes that he's already planning. After the bus dropped us off at Cook Hall, a team meeting was called as we drove away at 10 till 3 this morning in the chill of the air, an 18-16 season hanging in the rearview mirror. Recurring nightmares that started with back-to-back road losses in late January surfaced again last night in Atlanta as the foundation to leave the major college basketball scene very quietly in 2017. We'll touch on that in our next report. By the way, our coverage of the NCAA tournament continues, the second four. Games played tonight, two of them in Dayton. Tonight our coverage begins at 6:30. Don't forget Dave and Glass. I have a few things to talk about when they air In the Zone tonight at 6.
And we'll have a quick in the zone tonight, Joe, because at 6:30 turnaround for the first four games, 6:30 tonight. So we'll hurry and get through that, but there's not a lot of talk about last night. You hit the nails on the head. The things Indiana needed to do, they have not done. They haven't done it in 10 of their last 14 games. They're four wins to close the season, Joe. 33 points, career high from James Blackman against Michigan State. James Blackman hit a 25-footer at the buzzer. Very exciting to beat Penn State at Penn State. They scored 96 points against Ohio State and 95 points against Iowa. That's what took them to win those four games of 14. It took essentially two of their best performances. Nothing came easy for this team. And if you take out Indiana's record, I saw last night against the teams on their schedule 200 or worse, they're 10-16 for the year. And that's all you need to know. And you are what your record says you are. At least that's what Bill Parcells said over the years. He won a few games, so I'll listen to him. And we'll see what that 3 a.m. players only or whatever team meeting was, whatever that spits out later today. The NCAA tournament, tough last night for Coach Schless and University
of
New Orleans.
Yeah, that was a tough one, yeah.
He'd probably like to have that last possession back, but the percentages there weren't in his favor. New Orleans falls to Mount St. Mary 67-66. Their reward for winning, they get Villanova and Buffalo if they can get through the snow to get there. Kansas State and Bruce Weber defeated Danny Manning and the Wake Forest Demon Deacons last night. Kansas State moves on to take on Cincinnati in the big boy bracket in tonight's games. I don't even know. UC Davis and somebody. And then you've got the later game, Providence and USC. North Carolina Central, Joe, that's been one of our non-conference folks over the years as well. Pacers didn't play very well last night, blew a 14-point lead in New York, and away we go. So tough days for the – Josh Pastner sold 900 student tickets yesterday. Joe, cost him $13,900.
Well, you know, he makes a nice little tidy sum, having taken over the reins earlier this year. In his first year, and I'm sure he'll be able to just write a nice, tidy check. And that was, for as small as arena that we played in all year, to be honest.
Yeah, it's an 8,600-seat arena. Yeah. Had 5,500 people in it last night. So let's not make this out like it was full and people were waiting.
I will say that is, and I've been, you know, at all of them.
Sure.
You know, this was the noisiest and, as I say, the most raucous crowd and enthusiasm type venue that we played in.
So
all
900
all, and we played all, in some tough places now in the Big Ten. You know,
sure,
where we go.
Absolutely. So all those 900 students made a lot of noise.
They sure did.
Because all you need is 900, not 9,000. But that was a decision that was made two or three weeks ago. So to the victor.
Well said, Glass.
To the victor go the spoils. And again, Josh Okogie. How about that kid? He's a freshman. Lights you up for 24. So maybe you add defense to that list too, Joe, if you're going to let freshmen run you over.
Had 18 in the second half, Glass.
Who doesn't have a career high against Indiana, Joe? I mean, that's a rhetorical question. You don't have to answer it. Every morning after we talk about, hey, there's a guy that has a career high. There's a guy that has.
Well, I mean, you know, Todrick Jackson, too. He was crazy in the second half.
Played 21 minutes. And 21 minutes, scored 19 points. Okay, we'll have some more fun with this coming back at 8:45.
We'll be here. I got to get to my coffee.
Get to your coffee.
You get to.
Thank you for being available for us this morning, too. Yeah. I know how late you got in. That's not easy.
I'll see you in a bit.
All right, buddy. Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, getting in at 3 o'clock in the morning. It is the morning after Indiana basketball. The final time this year we will talk to Joe Smith after an Indiana basketball game as the NIT season is over. Indiana finishes the year 18-16. Joe, good morning. Welcome back.
Hey, hello. Sun's out. Coffee's hot.
Oh, good, Joe. I was worried about that.
No, he's a survivor. He's tough. Heck, you've been through 40 seasons, Joe. You're going to see a little bit of everything. A little up, a little down, a little sideways, a little backwards, a little forwards. You've seen undefeated seasons. You've seen surprise championships. And, well, you've got to throw one of these in every once in a while, I guess. And if you're not UCLA in that 12-year run, this is what humans look like. Stats I saw this week that drove me crazy that I talked about. Wisconsin has been to 19 straight NCAA men's tournaments. They've been to 15 straight bowl games. You remember when we used to laugh at Wisconsin back in the late 80s?
They were doormats.
They were doormats.
Doormats in basketball and football.
Michigan State's been to 21 tournaments. That's hardly surprising. Indiana was involved in the NIT last night and came out on the short end of the stick on the road in Atlanta. Georgia Tech 75, Indiana 63. The basketball season, Joe, has come to an end.
Well, reality has finally set in. 18-16, the final aggregate for 2016-2017. A season that certainly started with promise despite losing senior Colin Hartman for the year with an injury. Out of the gate with early season wins, as everyone knows, against Kansas and North Carolina. Indiana was 8-1 on December the 10th, and then a little wobble with that 0-2 Big Ten home start. But now we see the remnants, how costly that was. The Hoosiers put three wins together and, well, stood a respectable 14-6. And then late January, a blowout 30-point loss at Michigan. 3 days later, Indiana fell below the 500 mark in the Big Ten after that 13-point road loss at Northwestern. From wobble to disconnect the rest of the way. Four wins, 10 losses. And an exclamation point stamped last night down in Atlanta by Georgia Tech, 75-63 in the opening round of the 80th annual NIT. Didn't matter if it was a matchup, which is Georgia Tech's game, a 2-3, a 2-2-1, the zones. Hoosiers couldn't get dialed in last night to Tech's way of doing things. Not that the Yellow Jackets, mind you, were some juggernaut out of the ACC. My gosh, they had lost 5 of 7 going into last night's game, but certainly a different team at home. They are now 16-4 this year. But the Hoosiers parlayed poor first-half shooting, 31%, only 1 of 9 from behind the line in digging themselves not one but two 13-point deficits, and then turned the ball over 5 times during the midway point of the second half. And that took a brief lead of 2 at 44-42, matching its largest of the night to flat disaster. And by the way, that was Indiana's last lead of the evening. Matter of fact, the Hoosiers led in this one for a minute 54. Tech, 36 minutes plus. Indiana did have a stretch out of the dressing room at halftime, trailing by 7. They had a little 8-0 run that actually put them up 1, hitting 4 of its first 6, and, well, the first 3:27. But then a turnover, a missed crazy shot, and then a shot clock violation gave Georgia Tech the lead back, and they used turnovers, and Indiana's lack of aggressiveness and indecision, making offensively to go on a 9-2 run with 9.5 to play. Got it down to 5 on a Josh Newkirk 3 at 58-53 with 8 to play, and then lights out as Tech executed, and quite simply, Indiana didn't, and that was that. Indiana committed 10. Second-half turnovers resulting in 16 Georgia Tech points. It was 16-2 the second 20 minutes, and, well, for the game, Georgia Tech scored 22 points total off of Indiana miscues. Josh Okogie had 18 of his game high, 24 points in the second half, and Todrick Jackson, 13 of his 19. So 31 between those two. Indiana scored 36 as a team in the second half. Robert Johnson, 0 of 5 from behind the line, 1 of 8 on the night in 33 minutes, 2 points. Deron Davis, who's been helpful, didn't hit a shot. 0 for 6, 2 points, 16 minutes. Devontae Green, who showed signs of off-the-bench play offensively, he didn't score either in 9 minutes, so a total disconnect there among those three. Offsetting what Juwan Morgan tried to do, he led 4 in double figures with 14 and 6 rebounds. James Blackman Jr., well, he struggled to get the 11 that he got. Thomas Bryant, 13 points, and Indiana's rebound leader was 7. Newkirk finished with 10, 4 double-figure scores, but still only 63 points on the night. So a lot of the same negative stuff that began actually rearing its ugly head in late January with those back-to-back losses to Michigan and Northwestern, a disease of lack of concentration, awareness, decision-making, you name it, problems without a leader and no cure. Add it all up, unfortunately, you get 18-16. Coach Tom, vowing changes and a response to what wasn't in 2016-17 that actually began 2017-18 with a 3 o'clock morning meeting at Cook Hall. when we arrive back from the flight from Atlanta. And that's where we leave, 18-16 for this season. Well, the season just starting. We'll have two more teams. Two advanced last night, Mount St. Mary's and Kansas State. And now the second batch of, the second four will be played tonight at the Dayton Arena. We'll have all the action compliments of Westwood One, and all of the tourney action will really start playing hoops on Thursday of this week. Well, that's tomorrow, isn't it? Compliments of Westwood One right here on the airwaves. Our coverage tonight will start at 6:30. David Glass in the zone kicks off your Wednesday night. Maybe even a projection on their brackets. I'm sure both of them have them starting at 6. And your calls.
Yeah, tight show tonight, a little 30-minute jaunt, but we've got plenty to fill up and plenty to do. North Carolina Central, UCal Davis is our first game. They will get Kansas, the winner of that, Will. And then Providence. Yeah, watch Emmett Holt tonight, Joe. And Providence taking on USC. The winner of that match gets a very hot and good SMU team, so that's a tough one to handle with all of that. So a very busy night college basketball-wise, as you've mentioned. Was that Ethan Happ Jr. out there last night, Joe?
For
Georgia
Lammers?
Tech? Oh, my goodness.
Well, I tell you what, you know what he doesn't do? He doesn't make a lot of mistakes, but you look at him and he gets the job done. I mean, he was only 3 of 8, but what he did, I mean, he had a nice double, 11 and 11.
We almost had a triple double.
He blocked 5 shots and had 3 assists and 2 steals.
Joe, I'm going to tell you, he blocked more than 5 shots. That might be the official credit, but he changed at least 8 more.
He changed
more.
A lot. He's done that all year, Glass.
He sure has. Long arms.
Yep.
Deron Davis is 1-for-6 against Wisconsin in the final game of the Big Ten and 0-for-6 last night. So,
As we say, we've never had – I mean, I can't remember. I know it was – what was that game where we had all those guys score 20 points plus?
Penn State, triple overtime. 110 to 102, 27 for Johnson, 27 for Newkirk, and 27 for Bryant. So you could name the 5 wins of the 7 here recently that had career performances or career shooting nights, and that's what it took for Indiana to win this year, Joe. And they need to do some digging on when you're not scoring 96 points, when you don't have 3 guys scoring 27, when James Blackman's not getting 33. That was the exceptions. Those weren't the rules. The rules were Indiana wasn't a very good basketball team for large stretches of the season, and sadly we have to wrap up the season here on a Wednesday morning.
Yeah, well, and like I say, it's just getting everybody on the same page. Changes in the offing, as Coach Tom told us.
Well, they have to be changes because right now Indiana has a three-man freshman class, and if nothing changed, none of them would have scholarships.
Yeah,
that's where the signing's at right now. So, things always change.
Good point.
And we'll start watching those changes. That should start probably this afternoon at some point. Somebody will talk. They usually do, especially after a big meeting like that. So we'll see what comes out from any of that.
We will wait.
All right.
We move forward and get ready for spring. Sun's out. Baseball. We got Hoosier ladies getting ready to play in the WNIT against Ball State tomorrow night on the Simon Scott Assembly Hall.
We'll see them tomorrow night, and I'll see you tonight, and we'll enjoy a little basketball.
Yeah, we will.
All right, buddy, take care. Thank you.
Have a great day, Joe.
Have a great week, Margaret.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, the morning after Hoosier Hoops.